After good success in their preseason opener in Indianapolis, Buffalo plays host in their second preseason contest to the Minnesota Vikings at Ralph Wilson Stadium on Friday night. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with John Murphy. And Murph, on Friday night, there will be a new starting quarterback for the Bills.
Yeah, that's right, Chris. Kevin Cobb, who was not healthy enough to play in the preseason opener after he missed an entire week of practice with a bit of a knee injury and also a death in the family. Well, he's been named the starting quarterback in preseason game number two by head coach Doug Marone.
We're going to go ahead and start Kevin Cobb at quarterback this week. And just the one thing that I hope everyone understands, and not to read into this, because, you know, we were very, very happy with EJ's performance in the first game. And a matter of fact, you know, what we were looking at was probably if Kevin was healthy, you know, he was going to probably start the first game and EJ start this game. So, again, they're in a competition and we just switched it. So that's where we are with the starting quarterback.
I'm very excited. I'm excited that my body's allowing me to and that coach is allowing me to. And like I said, I have a chance to get there and enjoy the fun with the guys and get this thing started.
With Cobb starting, that means rookie EJ Manuel will follow, coming off his impressive NFL debut in Indianapolis. Manuel is just trying to make steady progress.
Yeah, you know, Kevin's healthier now and he made a decision I won't be starting, so I just take advantage of reps I get. Nothing's different. Still prepared like I'm going to start. And you know, like I said, when I get the opportunity to go in and play, do well.
Well, EJ Manuel and Jeff Toole split the snaps in the preseason opener last Sunday in Indianapolis. And offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett was pleased with what he got out of his rookie quarterbacks in that first preseason game. He wants them to just continue to try to work through the offensive system.
They both need to be a little bit more relaxed. They both need to go out there and continue to trust their progression. And I think that one issue with a quarterback is anytime that you get out there and you get comfortable and you get some completions, you now think you're Superman. And you start kind of trying to force some things. It happened to those guys. And I think that they just still have to sit back, and each play is a brand new play. And I think that they did have some success, and they just have to continue to understand it's about the play, it's about the players, it's about the communication. And as long as they just kind of stay within themselves in the system, I think that'll make them even better.
Defensively, coordinator Mike Pettine isn't looking to change things too much by way of play calling, but he is looking for sound execution.
I think for the most part, it'll be the same. You know, the inventory will be limited. Again, I want to see who can line up and play. I'm not going to do a ton of game planning for it. Again, I'm sure you'll see that the playing time will be different. But for the most part, the philosophy will be the same. We're working on consistency. We don't want to be an up and down defense. We want to show up each week, get better each week. So that's going to be the challenge to our guys, is to build on what we did in Indy, not take a step backwards.
This is the second straight year the Bills and the Vikings have hooked up in the preseason. Last year in the Metrodome, Minnesota got two late interceptions from linebacker Audie Cole to clinch a 36-14 win over the Buffalo Bills. That was also week two of the preseason. This year, the game reunites Florida State teammates E.J. Manuel of the Bills and quarterback Christian Ponder of the Minnesota Vikings. Manuel used to back up Ponder at FSU. They were teammates during E.J.'s first 2 years with the Seminoles.
It'll be good to see him. I talked to him maybe a few months ago. I just said hello and things like that. But definitely nice to go out there and play a couple other guys who also went to Florida State.
And Ponder just got two snaps in the preseason opener for the Vikings, a loss to the Texans by a score of 27-13. You expect him to probably see some more action. But I think all eyes in this one, at least for Bills fans, might be on Kevin Cobb.
Yeah, I agree. And it'll be interesting to see when he plays, if he's able to keep the execution going. They were pretty crisp and pretty sharp in their first preseason game at Indianapolis last week. If they can match that sort of execution this week, they're going to take, a pretty good step forward.
Notables not expected to participate in this one for the Bills include T.J. Graham, Stevie Johnson, and Brad Smith. So some of those younger receivers will certainly get plenty of opportunities. Justin Rogers and Leotis McKelvin also not expected to go. So Buffalo's young corners also expected to get a lot of snaps in this one. Kickoff for this Kids' Day game is set for 7 p.m. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus.